The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Back here on Sports Talk, Saints football is back, baby. The black and gold take on the Rams in L.A. Saturday. Our pregame coverage starts 11 o'clock, kickoff 3 p.m., and then the point after till 9 p.m., all on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Right now, we're going to head out to Oxnard, California, where Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister standing by after watching a pretty feisty training camp session. Deuce, how you doing out there, man?
Man, I'm good. Me and Travis, we here talking, and so I got a question for you. Y'all got the wrestling, the old boxing, how you start the fight? Y'all got that bill?
Oh, I'm sure we could find it, but not on cue right now. But I'll give you the ding.
For the rest of the day, that's all I want to hear. But no, I think overall, you know, it wasn't. It was a good practice. You know, if you're disappointed in anything, it's just the amount of pushing, shoving, punching, fighting, et cetera. You know, I'm sure our guys got some stuff in there as well, but that's not how we've practiced prior. And particularly when you just practice against another squad and you didn't have any of that. And, you know, that would be the only negative. But I did think it was some good work, you know, for us and to be able to come out here and get some stuff done. But, you know, you never want to have it where it's every other snap. That's what you're having to deal with because you're not able to get good work in if that's the case.
Deuce, I did see some reports that running back Alvin Kamara is dealing with a knee issue, corner Quincy Riley a groin, and that apparently wide receiver Ronnie Bell left early. I saw him on a cart, but it was heat-related, so it wasn't anything that was an injury per se.
You good, baby? Oh, yeah. No, that's correct. It was because of one of the fights. Huh. It was because of one of the fights. All right, we'll chat. But no, it was because of one of the fights for his and Alvin. It was one of the tight ends kind of fell into his knee. He was running and tight end got blocked into Alvin's knee on that one. And then I didn't see Quincy's, but I did see him in the tent. And so it's unfortunate that's what he's dealing with. You know, it's always the case when you talk about being a little cooler out here. So maybe not stretching like I probably normally would if it was a little hotter, just because I don't think I have to get as loose. But, you know, hopefully it's not something that is nagging him going forward because he is the guy that you're going to need. And, you know, he played really, really well last year.
After all the negative news about wide receiver Jordan Tyson being out with that hamstring issue, I was happy to retweet sideline reporter Jeff Nowak earlier. He had Kendra Miller, Devin Neal back at practice. Great to see those guys. Obviously a welcome addition back to this running back room.
Yeah, both of those guys were out there, and the reason that Aldrick didn't practice was because he could have if it was a game, but he was the one that took the bulk of the work in the last game, and so for him to be able to have off, I think, was good. But, you know, Kendra and Devin Neal, hey, look, every back, whether it was Chandler, whether it was Alvin, whether it was A-Chain, Devin Neal, as well as Kendra, every one of them popped a run. Now, whether it was 30 yards or 40 yards, I don't know. They would have had to outrun some guys. But to say that there was a plus 5, plus 10, I mean, a plus 10-yard run, every one of them had that, and they showed it. So, you know, like I said, offensively, I was pleased, you know, with some of the stuff that I saw. But it was the one group that they probably had the most fights. And the first period, the offense got after the Dallas's first-team defense, and I think that's why those next 2 to 3 periods, you saw a lot more fight, a lot more spirited effort, and, you know, even taking a beyond the whistle a little bit as well.
Definitely from the reports I was seeing, Tyler Shuck, pretty good day, and he was feeding Chris Olave a lot too.
Yeah, Tyler did. They did pick him off a couple of times. I think it was one time maybe, but I know Rattler, one of them was a tip pass. But Chris Olave was, by my account, 9 for 9, and probably had over 100 yards easy.
Wow.
Every time he was targeted, it was a catch. Now, Chris, the thing that Dallas does, and that's their offense, they go more vertical, and so Pickens had a big play. I think Mingo had a big crosser route on one of his catches. Their tight end had a big catch, but it was like a 14-yarder. Our DB or safety went for the interception. But Chris Olave, of his 9 catches, 3 of them for at least 15 yards, and he was perfect. I mean, like I said, at one throw with he and Tyler, where it was just perfect down in the end zone, perfect throw. And the rest of them, whether it was a deep out, whether it was one time. Now I know Tyler did force it to him to the middle. Probably should have went to Juwan that had the 1-on-1. He didn't, and that's the one where I think they picked him off. But outside of that, man, Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave were on the money. They were cooking.
With Tyson down, who was taking reps mostly with the first teamers as that wide receiver too, Deuce?
Well, Vele didn't go today either. He had a veteran rest day, and so he will go again Thursday as far as practice was concerned. And so they really rotated, whether it was Austin, whether you talk about you also had 19 in there. Barrion was in there. Brown was in there. And then, you know, obviously Chris. And so from the receiver standpoint, that's basically what they did when they were talking about 11. You know, Bryce Lance had a good –
Oh, good to see him.
Good catch. Yeah, no, good catch as well. He had a nice catch on one route. I know they made a nice PBU against him on one route, but he had a nice route as well when he came up with the big catch. And, you know, who else? That was a heck of a throw. And I can't remember if it was Tyler or Rattler to Noah Fant.
Okay.
Where it was perfect in the end zone. I mean, and he was able to get both feet down. And so just it was good to see both of those guys. Now, there was one where I think Tyler was trying to hit Delp on a tight end delay, and he just hung on to the defender a little bit too long, where he's got to get out of there a little quicker. That was something that you did see as well. And so, you know, that's just stuff that you got to work on a little bit. And so, you know, you're pleased with it.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy 2 or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
After his big day in the preseason opener for the Saints, did we see Kyle Wilson get any snaps as the second team quarterback today?
He rotated in there.
Okay.
And so, you know, he rotated in there with the two, so he did get some snaps. It wasn't just with the threes because, you know, mainly the threes, we need to snap one spot. And you kind of get lost as well with the numbers because of how many plays that they're trying to run or what they're trying to do from a play Paul Wile. I mean, because, like, as you know how it goes, offense, both offenses are going at the same time. So you're looking one way to see their offense run a play, and then you look over there to see our offense try to run a play. And then sometimes you see, I may not catch clean who the quarterbacks are, but I'm looking at the offensive linemen sometimes. And so that's who got the majority of the work, were the one and twos.
I saw that in some of the videos that the defense today was actually wearing offensive jerseys. Do you know what happened there and what was the case?
Yeah, they told them last minute that we needed different jerseys. Look, they talked today about them as far as the jerseys were concerned. And so originally you had everybody, both teams, you know, particularly offense and defense, you had the white and they had some of their blues on, but that was going to be hard to tell because their offense, I think, had their whites on as well. And so I think Chase Young had number 49 and number 10 was Granderson. So number 3 was Riley. I mean, until, like, I was confused all the way with defensive numbers, and just because you kind of see the player, but you don't know because it's they rotate so much that who's actually in, and that's why I couldn't tell who the corner was that was covering Mingo, and they had a mixture of numbers back there, so I don't know if it was first team, second team, but I do know one number that came up with a big interception. Who normally comes up with the interception for the Saints in these type of practices?
Jay Blackmon.
You're exactly right.
So he did it again.
Yep, came up in interception on Dak, and I mean, it was you know, he's just in the right place. In the right place, Dak was a little hot with the pass and came up with a big interception right there. And so Julian just right place, right time, just playing his coverage and comes up with the pick. But yeah, the defense, it was mass unit kind of with the numbers. So whoever's in charge of that, as far as writing those numbers down for those guys, so they can kind of tell once they watch the film, good luck to them. Because, man, me doing it without, you know, obviously having the ability just to rewind it, I could not tell. I mean, but I do know Granderson made a heck of a play on one run stop, and Saints got a ton of pressure as well. I mean, they did get some pressure on Dak, and they got some pressure on Joe Milton, the backup quarterback. And so I think it was Broaden that for sure had one sack, and then you had one defensive lineman, another defensive lineman that had a sack from the interior. Now, Miller is here, but he did not practice today. He and Godshaw did not practice.
So Miller's still dealing, what was it, a shoulder issue right now for him?
Yeah, it's a shoulder.
So what were some of the other standouts you feel from the defense that you got to get an eye on from this one? The pressure coming on the quarterback? Was Dak Prescott under any duress?
No, they definitely got pressure. They got sacks. I mean, and you had interior pressure. I mean, I thought Dallas did a good job against Chase Young now, and that's Tyler Guyton. Now, they gave him, you know, presence with the tight end and different things of that nature, but I thought they did a good job against Chase, and so the Saints took advantage of that, whether it was inside with some of that one-on-one pressure or, like I said, Granderson and Broaden, both of those guys were able to get sacks and or pressure on that.
We got news today that the Saints worked out two wide receivers in Chase Claypool and Josh Reynolds. You kind of surprised, considering the depth they have right now, that they're at least looking at some guys? Or is it just, you know, doing some due diligence to possibly keep the wide receiver room stacked while Tyson's down?
No, I think it's, you know, hey, you know, this is what I know I need to do. We don't know who is kind of fighting through an injury, so to speak, as well. And so it's just like, all right, with as much as you're going to be doing, particularly with some of these practices, that's the one position where, one, I got to make sure that I have some guys available. And so, you know, we'll see if they do sign one or two of those guys, you know, if need be. Because, like I said, I think running, I don't know how – because he came back out at practice. He just wasn't in pads when he came back out here. So I suspect that he will be available on, you know, Thursday, particularly when you go to practice. Tomorrow's a walkthrough, so he should be fine for that. But they do know, hey, if I need to sign one of these guys, I have them available and they're ready to go.
You mentioned, Deuce, that tomorrow being the walkthrough, is that kind of to sandwich a lighter day in between two of these joint aggressive practices?
No, 100%, that's what it is. I mean, because today was – physically almost like a game. I mean, now you don't have the 100-degree weather kind of like we did when we went against Jacksonville, but they had a good, it was a good amount of plays that they were able to run, and they kind of did it same way, you know, whether you're backed up and moving the football. The only thing they didn't do were kind of the two-minute situations. They did not do the two-minute situations, but, you know, you had everything from punt, you had everything from kick, from punt return, you had the field goals, and then the only thing you didn't do the kickoffs, but you had the field goals, and then like I said, it was no one-on-ones as far as offensive linemen, D linemen, anything like that. It was straight to team.
You mentioned Deuce before I let you. You mentioned the field goal game. Any new status there? Because it kind of seems like Tanner Brown's got the lead over Charlie Smith right now. How did that end up shaking out today?
I could not tell you. My view was actually blocked on that one. That was the one thing I could not. I saw it, but I could not tell you. You know, yay, nay, or how that shook out.
Deuce, appreciate the time, man. Look forward to hearing more of you with Mike Hawes on the Saints Hour tonight. Thanks for stopping by Sports Talk, and enjoy the rest of that Cali weather.
All right, no problem. Appreciate it.
Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst, joining us at Oxnard, California. The Saints wrapping up their joint workout with the Dallas Cowboys. And you heard Deuce. He wanted to have, you know, the bell to introduce a boxing or wrestling match after this practice. Physical session, we'll see if that ends up being the case with the LA Rams on Thursday's workout. Tomorrow will be a walkthrough, so a lot less intensity will be going on. We'll still have plenty of sound coming to you from that workout, though, as the Black and Gold get ready for their second preseason game on Saturday, taking on the LA Rams.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.